So what I want to discuss now is the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Daled, back in Hilchos Hatilas Yedayim, in Seif Yud, it's on page 18, the following well-known halacha, that when you wash your hands for Hatilas Yedayim, you hold the cup in your right hand to fill up the water, then you transfer the cup to your left hand, so you pour the water on your right hand first. We're emphasizing the right over the left. That's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, "No talqui shamayim biyad yamino, v'nosno liyad smolo, kidei shiyarik, mayim al yamino tchilo." The Mishnah Berurah says, even for lefties, it's the same thing. That's always a question. For lefties, when do you switch, when do you not switch? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, lefties do the same thing. They wash the right hand first. Everything always the right hand. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you hold the cup in your right hand when you fill it up. And then you also want to pour the cup onto your right hand first. How do you do that? By transferring it to your left hand before you pour. So clearly we're emphasizing what? The right over the left. Why do we do that? Why do we emphasize the right over the left? So there are two pshatim here, and they're actually both quite beautiful and actually powerful hashkafically. So the first pshat is what the Mishnah Berurah says. And I want to just explain what the Mishnah Berurah says based on an idea I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah's Sif Katan Kaf Beis, Kidei sheyiskaber yamin shehu chesed al smol shehu din. In order that the right side, which is chesed, should overpower and be stronger than the left side, which is din. This is a Kabbalistic concept, that the right side of Hashem is chesed, and the left side of Hashem is din. Like din is always gvura. Mismoli Gavriel. Gavriel is gvura, the left side. And so we want to emphasize the right over the left to show we want Hashem's right side, in a sense, to be stronger, the chesed over the din. Now what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that he thought of the pshat of what this means after he had his stroke. Rav Aaron had a serious stroke, and he was recovering, and he went to write a Dvar Torah. And, you know, lo aleinu, a person has a stroke, so then sometimes, like, you know, one side of the body, so Rav Aaron lost the use of the left side of his body. So when he went to write, with his right hand, he couldn't write. And why? Because we don't realize, when people write with their right hands, they use their left hand for balance. They use their left hand to hold the paper, and we don't think about it. But righties are always using their left hand. The left hand helps the right hand accomplish what it wants to accomplish. And when did he sort of notice this? When he couldn't use his left hand, he wasn't able to write normally, because if your mamas can't use your left hand, lo aleinu, said, like you have to learn how to write again because you don't have the balance. So he had a stroke, and he said he thought of this. This is amazing. This is what it means to be a gadol and a tzaddik. That after a stroke, and you're in the beginning of the recovery, what do you think about? You think about ruchnius ideas. Here's what he said. This is the pshat that Hashem's right side is chesed, and his left side is din. The strong side of Hashem is chesed. Hashem's main midah is, he wants to help. He wants to shower us with bounty, shower us with goodness. The word they use is shefa. Hashem is tov. The Ramchal explains, Hashem wants to be meitiv. Hashem wants to just give and give, and Hashem wants to give us more and more good, olam haza, olam hab, everything. But sometimes we do aveiros. Sometimes we're not deserving of Hashem's bounty. So what does Hashem do? Hashem has to punish us. Why is Hashem punishing us? Why does Hashem punish? In order to wake us up to do tshuva. The reason why Hashem gives an onesh is to wake us up to do tshuva, so that we will become again what? Deserving to receive the shefa. So what's happening? The left side of Hashem, the weak side, Hashem doesn't want to use the din. He doesn't want to punish. Sometimes, in a sense, he has to punish to bring us back to tshuva. The purpose of using the left side is in order to serve the strong right side. Just, this is a beautiful pshat. Just like we use our left hands to help us write, it holds the paper, we use it for balance, so too, Hashem's left side, the quote-unquote weaker side, kaviyachol, Hashem uses to help the right side to do more. Hashem wants to give us more and more good. If we don't deserve it, we don't deserve it. Then that's where the onesh comes in. And the purpose of the onesh is to help, is to allow Hashem to share us with even more bounty. So this is the beautiful pshat of Rav Aaron, that which he developed this theme that the Mishneh Berurah quotes, that the right side is chesed, the left side is din, and that's why we emphasize the right over the left. This Rav Aaron was a giant of a person. There's an article, if you want to be totally overwhelmed. After his stroke, he wrote an article. It's unbelievable. Basically, the gist of the article was the way... See, you know, I mean, I can't explain it fully. Like, when you lift up your arm, you feel like I'm lifting up my arm. It's like, the arm is a part of me, and I'm lifting it up. When you lift up a box, you lift up a notebook, so the notebook is outside of you, and you're lifting it up. Rav Aaron described, after he had a stroke, when he would lift up his arm, it felt to him like he was lifting... something outside of him. In other words, he saw the arms connected to his He saw the arms connected to his body, but he felt like it was like something outside. And he explained that he felt that this proved to him the existence of the neshama. And he explained why. And Rav Aaron wrote that before his stroke, he believed he had a neshama because, so the Sfarim say, His father told him he had emunah. And after his stroke, Rav Aaron writes that he believes in the neshama because he feels he has empirical evidence. He felt that going through the stroke helped him have stronger emunah in the existence of the neshama and the body and how it fits together. That's what he said, and it's a very deep article. But like to imagine, like, that's what he's thinking about right after his stroke. He's thinking about the pshat in Chesed and Din, and he's thinking about what it means to have a neshama. It's just an awe-inspiring thing. That's pshat number one. The second pshat I heard from my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita, and it's a beautiful pshat. And he said, this is based on earlier svarim, he said that this halacha of right over left really is part of a broader pattern. That in general in halacha, we emphasize the right over the left. When you say a bracha on food, the meaning is to hold the cup in your, to hold the food in your right hand. When you make a bracha on the lulav and esrog, so we hold the lulav in our right hand. Why? Because lulav has three parts of the bracha, three parts of the mitzvah, and the esrog has one. What's the idea? So it goes as follows, and this fits with the Rashba we learned earlier. The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash did the avoda with their right hands. Avoda with the left hand is pasul. So we see in the Torah that service of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash has to be with the right hand. So the message of all these halachas is that when we go through our lives and we're serving Hashem and we're doing mitzvos, we're supposed to feel like every day of our lives we have a chance to be serving Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. Mamleches Kohanim means that when I have a normal life of Avodas Hashem, it's like I'm serving Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. I should be like a Kohen. I'm like a Kohen. This is a beautiful pshat. In my ordinary daily life, I should feel like I'm standing in the Beis Hamikdash serving Hashem. So we always emphasize the right over the left to strengthen and deepen this feeling that Avodas Hashem is very special. It's like I'm in the Beis Hamikdash now serving Hashem. It's a beautiful pshat. And that's why you hold the... When you say a bracha, there's a mitzvah to say a bracha. Saying a bracha is a mitzvah derabbanan. So when I'm saying a bracha... The apple I'm holding is a chefza of a mitzvah. So put it in your right hand. You're a Kohen. You're doing a mitzvah now. You're in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm not literally in the Beis Hamikdash, but a Jew's ordinary daily life is supposed to be so kadosh, and could be so kadosh, it's like he's serving Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why we always emphasize the right over the left to express this feeling that it's like we're the Kohanim. And this is exactly what the Rashba said. That's why one reason we wash Negevasser in the morning is because we're a new creation, a new chance to serve Hashem, and this new chance to serve Hashem, we want to show every day is like serving Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. So we act like the Kohanim, and we wash our hands in the morning. So it's two beautiful pshatim in Hashkafa for the idea of emphasizing the right over the left,